irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On, London edition on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. Today in our studio, I'm in London, but my guest is in Los Angeles, in Pasadena, I think. Yes, Nick, are you in Pasadena?
I am in Pasadena, yeah.
This is so funny, because I could have you on Accent On many times, but you were not in LA, and now you moved back to LA. I moved away to London, and what is the coolest situation that you are originally from UK?
Yeah.
So let's introduce you to our listeners. Today we'll be talking to great artist, great musician, great producer, a very nice friend for many years, Nick Gunn. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Alona. Thank you so much. Very kind comments. I appreciate that.
Wonderful. So, the funniest question will be, what's new, Nick?
What isn't new? My whole life is new, so it seems. Well, you just mentioned that I was not in LA and I just moved back. So that's obviously the biggest thing. So moved from the East Coast back to Los Angeles after being gone for about 6.5 years. And it's good to be back. I mean, music's cranking, got a new record coming out. I have a new son. I have a beautiful little boy named Davco. So that's wonderful news for everyone to absorb, I guess you could say.
Congratulations. Yes. And I'm sure you have lots of fans that are watching your videos and listening to your music. And from time to time, we can see your beautiful son sitting on your lap or just, you know, being around you. So we are very, very, very happy for you, because the very private life is even more important probably than the music. You figure out this part of life, or both parts of life. So again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nick,
thank
you have an accent, and this is Accent On. So like I said, it's so weird. I'm in London speaking with funky accent, but you are in Los Angeles having a beautiful accent from UK. Where are you from originally?
So from Kent, the county of Kent, which is about 50 miles southeast of London, where you're at right now.
Wow. I didn't visit this part of town yet, and probably for a long time. I will be in my home or in my studio, locked like you. You'll be doing music. I'll be doing both music and, of course, our show. So, Nick, how did this happen that you moved from UK to LA?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, many years ago. I mean, it's almost like another life. My father had a business opportunity in L.A., and basically we uprooted the family, moved us out when I was just a kid, 11 years old. So basically being implanted in L.A., it was almost like I was born here. So and it was a great opportunity. So being in L.A., obviously music became a part of my life. Even though it started in England, I was able to pursue music much more easily in Los Angeles. So,
you're a great instrumentalist. Can you tell us, you didn't abandon your flute, yes? You are still playing, you are recording, and you are multi-instrumentalist. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I've always been into producing. I'm a big fan of production. I love to frame my recordings with the right sounds and the right production. And I was classically trained at the Royal Academy of Music there in England on the flute. But I've kind of moved on a little bit from just using acoustic instrumentation to more of an electronic sound in recent years. I get a lot of satisfaction out of that kind of marketplace, electronica. So I'm about to release my 20th album this April 24th, titled Pacific Blue, and that's really kind of what it's all about. It's about electronics, electronica, and the production techniques that go along with that. So.
And today we'll be having a real pleasure to listen to a few tracks from your previous album. What title it was?
Riding the Thermals.
That's an interesting title. Why did you call this album this way?
Well, I think all my music, you know, the song titles are metaphors. They're metaphors for kind of like the life journey, the life experience. And, you know, for those who don't understand, riding a thermal is the connotation of that is basically the downdrafts, the updrafts, the turbulence of life. It's like as a bird rides a thermal off the shore, looking out over the ocean, they can sit there and just hover forever. And when it came to writing music, about my last record, my 19th album, I decided to kind of do a life journey sort of idea. And so metaphorically speaking, the title Riding the Thermals fit perfectly.
Wow. Now we are learning something from you outside of music. Thank you for this explanation. But
sure.
I was listening to your album. I was listening to a few tracks when you posted on Facebook. I just really, really liked it a lot. I like the vocalist that you are working with, and her name is Alina, yes? Alina Rene.
Yes, correct.
Yay, I spell something nicely. Hey, that's so cool. So, Alina, who is Alina?
Well, so I also have another side of me. And that other side of me is trance music, something I've always had in my life that I always loved to listen to growing up. And about 3 years ago, I started a trance act called Limelight. And I've been producing music for multiple labels, including the label Armada Music out of Amsterdam, which is basically the dance music giant. So I was very fortunate to sign a bunch of music with them, as well as another label called Amsterdam Trance in Amsterdam. So point being is I was introduced to Alina through that. And I started working with her vocally doing trance music. And then when I decided to kind of bridge the gaps between what I was doing with Limelight and my Nicholas Gunn sound, I said, well, you know what? I really want to jump into vocals with my original works underneath Nicholas Gunn. I mean, why not? I don't look at anything as having a boundary. So I picked up the phone and said, hey, Alina, I got this ambient electronic thing going on with my Nicholas Gunn brand. How would you like to do some vocals? And it was just a great match.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful collaboration. I really enjoy her vocals. I think she's bringing an unusual mood to your compositions, and you are working with her vocals in a great way too. So this album has how many tracks?
So Riding the Thermals or Pacific Blue?
Riding the Thermals.
Yeah, right. Riding the Thermals is 10 tracks.
I know you have some favorites that we will be listening to. I have mine too, so I will be talking about songs that I really liked it and why. But yeah, if you can give us maybe title for the first song that we'll be playing, and you can tell us a little bit why this song, in your opinion, is your favorite.
Oh gosh, my favorite song from the album. Well, I would actually say that Older is actually the first song I wrote from the album. Lyrically speaking, vocally speaking, just the overall composition and production is my favorite piece, and it really just kind of pulls at the heartstrings. It speaks to getting older. It speaks to, you know, not letting those life memories fade away, holding on to those we treasure the most, and to always have respect for the love in your life.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful promise for the song. And in this situation that we are in right now, I think songs like that are very appropriate. We need to think that we are all getting older, and I think the most help right now from us need the older people, so we need to really, really take care of them too. So I would love to play the song. And thank you so much for the first one, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
The writing on the wall of our past life begins to fade. Can I believe that these colors won't dissolve to shades of gray?
Let's go back to the title song from the album, Riding the Terminals. Why do you think this one represents what the album is about?
It represents freedom, you know, freedom of spirit. And I think when you listen to the track, there's a lot of really kind of introspective music on Riding the Thermals, more so than even Pacific Blue, my new record. So, you know, there's some people that may say when they listen to Riding the Thermals, wow, I need a little bit of a pick-me-up, because it's a very introspective record. But Riding the Thermals is almost a little bit on the opposite side of that idea. It sort of speaks to the freedom of the record, the freedom of spirit. It's kind of like a general overview. It's like the high point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so I cannot wait to let people to listen to this one. So song number two that you love from the album is Riding the Termas. Let's listen to it. Thank you. Yes, we love the energy of riding the thermos. So thank you so much. We all are up and down and up and down in life. So we are learning a lesson that you stay cool and carry on and all will somehow work out in life, hopefully.
Yep. Hopefully.
Yes. Okay, I just, like I said, I listened to the album. I really, really liked it. And
Thank you.
You mentioned a song that you like, and you said that people like a lot also. And I agree with you. That was one of my favorites, too. And name of the song is I'll Be Gone, with, of course, great vocals of Alina. Could you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, I'll Be Gone speaks to something I think most of us, if not all of us, are familiar with, and that's heartbreak, you know. It's the person that got away, so to speak. And I think everyone has a moment in their life, you know, for one reason or another, where you kind of say to yourself, maybe I should have, could have, or should have gone left when it went right, in the idea of romance or relationships. And maybe it doesn't always speak to romance, so to speak. It could also speak to relationships in other areas, such as parents or siblings or whatever. But, you know, as an overview, I think it's just, it's one of those times when you look back over your life and it's almost like you reflect upon those mistakes, I guess you could say, and how would I deal with them today if I were to have a second opportunity. That's what the song's about.
Yep, you're right. Lots of us, if not everybody, has from time to time thoughts like that. So, yes, I'll Be Gone. We are dedicating to all of us who had a heartbreak once or 50 times in lifetime.
Yep.
Thank you for I'll Be Gone song. And now we have two songs on your album, I'm Coming Home titles. So one is the original version and another one sounds like DJ remix song. So can you describe the difference and why did you decide to put two versions on your album?
Well, the whole album, Riding the Thermals, as well as my new Pacific Blue album, those the vocal tracks are designed to be remixed, tempo-wise, etc. And we talked earlier about my other side, Limelight, doing trance music, signed with Armada Music. So in that particular genre, you know, I have resources and remixes that I work with that remix the tracks for the trance music market. And so basically, it's just a way to cross-pollinate two very different genres, but by using the same vocal track.
Wonderful. But people will be need to buy the album or just download the album, because the album is available where?
Everywhere. So if you went to Spotify, for example, the Riding the Thermals, the deluxe edition, has all 17 tracks, which includes the remixes. If you remember, I said the original Riding the Thermals is only 10 tracks.
Yes.
But the deluxe edition is actually 17 tracks, which includes the remixes.
Ah, that's like really, really good deal. And we will be playing today the original version, yes?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Wonderful. So let's listen to the song I'm Coming Home. And with future vocals, of course, of Arina. Renee, we like this girl. Ah, she's so cool. I love it, love it, love it. Okay.
Adrift, I would roam.
Oh, hi, Nick. This is so exciting. I really, really enjoying to talking to you and listening to your new music. I know you have millions of people who are downloading your music over so many years. And you are just growing and growing and growing. And your styles and the style is really, really very modern, but also very familiar. So knowing that your new album is coming soon, I think in April, that must be so exciting news for all your fans. So can you tell us what plans do you have for the album? And of course, title.
Yeah, sure. So the new album, Pacific Blue, which comes out on April 24th, which is a Friday. So that's coming up pretty fast. Just like Riding the Thermals, it's sort of the same format. I have four vocal tracks featuring Alina Renee. And then the remainder of the record, which is 10 tracks total, are instrumentals. So basically, once again, Pacific Blue, is a metaphor. It's kind of a metaphor for where I find myself in my life today, which is kind of like on the other side of pretty much 10 years of hard times. I mean, I had a record label in 2009 I had to shut down. And it was very difficult for me for quite some time. And I finally sort of, I like to say, came out of the deep. And I find myself now today, I don't know, just a lot more realized in many ways, not only with my music, but myself as a person. And so I kind of call that my Pacific Blue, you know, kind of like blue skies ahead, clear sailing, so to speak. So the album is about that. It's where I've arrived.
Oh, I cannot wait. And promise, when we will be having Right to play some tracks from this album, you'll come back to Accent On and let us listen to the album, yes?
Yeah, that'd be great. Fantastic.
But for right now, everybody needs to wait for the new release day. And what day is this?
Yeah, so it's April 24th, which is a Friday, and it's actually on my own label, Blue Dot Studios, which is with Sony Music, and we've got all kinds of great stuff lined up. We have several exclusive music videos, there's all kinds of incredible promotional stuff going on in and around the release, so we expect great things, and I know my fans have been extremely supportive, and they're very much so looking forward to the release, so fingers crossed it does well.
Oh, Of course, good luck to you with new release and all of your past albums and your beautiful, beautiful family. That's so exciting. I would like to mention that many years ago, I had a pleasure to work with you and your previous label, and I released my album, Eurosize, I think like 2006, and we had good success with the single called Live Forever, and I got so lucky with this one, with your support and promotion, and we got to the Billboard charts, you know, we stayed for like 2 weeks, I think, there, so for me, there was a really, really big success story, but yes, there was like 2006, you know, so we would love to play this song for us.
Please, this never bothers me. But I
we know each other for so many years, and now, you know, fast forward almost 16 years later to see you being happy and successful, and just like I said, you're bringing a sound of the music that so many people enjoy. So I can only say I'm very proud of you. And
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. So I'm so happy because this hour is really devoted to you and your music. So we have a time to play your music, and I think people will appreciate this the most. So I will say that my cute favorite, and you will be probably surprised, but I really like your first track, Above the Clouds, because it was something, a beautiful introduction first to the album, and also the tiny little vocals here and there, they were just etheric and peaceful and just little chill-like. It was just giving me a really nice mood to be introduced to your album. So I really, really like this song. So I would love to play the one for people. So Above the Clouds song right now we'll be listening to. Thank you. when one day I will be back to Los Angeles to meet your family. And of course, anytime when you'll be back to London, we are welcoming all your family to our place, okay?
That sounds great, Alona. I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And today on Accent on London Edition, our guest was Nicholas Gunn, producer, musician, wonderful composer and artist, multi-instrumentalist and really nice friend. So I'm hoping everybody enjoyed the music a lot. And I would like to end our show with the song by Natasha Mira, Invisible Hero.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.